There's a, mm-hmm, a dog.
And exclamation, like again, mm-hmm, this is not within your vocabulary probably, but in order of emphasis, mm-hmm, what expressions, now just particularly expressions that you hear among your friends that may not be nearly as strong as damn it, for mm-hmm example, what other things do you perhaps use if you're indignant or surprised, mm-hmm, and what have you heard?
Oh gosh, and golly, and gee, and let me see what else I don't like of many others.
What about for the lamb's sake, or
lamb? Land's sake, for land's sake is what I do. Isn't that what that means? I don't know.
And sakes alive?
Yes, I have heard that.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
An exclamation of impatience, shucks.
Yeah, shucks, do hurry.
This one, if somebody says something to you that you think is just absolutely absurd.
The very idea of such.
And asking how are you, and a close friend, when you're really concerned about their feelings.
You mean asking them how?
Yes, just
how do you feel today?
And just simply the three words, how are you, uh-huh, how do you say that?
Hello, how are you?
All right, and if you're very much concerned, would the intonation be indifferent? Would they have been quite sick?
Yes, well, tell me how you're feeling now.
All right, and...
I've been asked that quite a few times lately.
Oh, dear. And to a stranger, the introduction that you use when you meet someone, mm-hmm, and say...
A stranger.
Mm-hmm. You've just been introduced. Oh, this is so and so.
How do you do?
And if you're talking to a visitor and you want to tell them to, you want to tell them to come back, you might say,
Do come to see us again.
And would you ever use you all?
Yes,
quite
definitely.
How would you use that?
You all must come to see us again. And I do mean several people when I say that.